Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, 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 good evening, folks. Welcome to the Transformation Zone, where if you will take the time to transform your thinking, I guarantee, based on what you're going to hear tonight, it will transform your world. I'm your host, Velton Schowell, and I'm real excited tonight because I have the opportunity to have a lady who transformation is something that is synonymous with what she does. Her company is named Uncommon Marketing. And if that's not a transformational title, I don't know what is, because obviously uncommon is not status quo. Uncommon takes you from good to great. And I am so excited that I have the opportunity to have a guest, a lady I met a few weeks ago. Her name is Ms. Suzette Turnbull. Suzette is the CEO of Uncommon Marketing, a company that works with business experts and professionals to help them with their branding, help them become better exposed in social media, electronic media, and just marketing their brand and who they are. She's got a list of customers that will absolutely amaze many people. You know, she works with South Florida Ministry. She works with some Georgia, a company called Georgia-based Rewards, which has been featured in the Today Show, U.S. Today, and Black Enterprise Magazine. But that's just a few of the people that she touches and helps on an annual basis. So I'm not going to steal too much time because there is so much information out there that she is going to share with you. I recommend that you get your pencil and your paper, get ready to take copious notes as I introduce to some and welcome to others my guest tonight, Ms. Suzette Turnbull. Suzette, how are you?
I'm well, Velton. Thank you so much for having me on this show. I'm excited about it.
Well, we're honored to have you as our guest. You know, we met a couple of weeks ago as we both spoke at the Broward County Human Resources Professionals annual conference. And unfortunately, you know, timing is everything. But they put us on the program to speak simultaneously, so I didn't get a chance to physically or personally attend your session, but just listening to some of the people after the fact who had the opportunity to experience what you had to share, let me know that having you on this show to talk to our guests about what you do was very, very important, and I am very excited to have you with us. You know,
well, thank
as we get
you.
Started, one of the things, my pleasure, one of the things I really want to know is, you know, there are a lot of people that are working in electronic marketing and working with electronic media, social media, so forth and so on, and they come into it different ways. I dabble in it. I'm a novice, and I would never put myself in a category to be able to market my skills to others, but you're an expert. How did you get started?
You know, interestingly, growing up, I wanted to be a teacher until I let someone talk me out of my dream. And at the age of 9, I started going to work with my mom. She worked in a bank, and that ignited my passion for business. Later in life, you know, I went on and I got my master's in business. Seemed like the thing to do. But a few years later, in 2008, as you probably remember, the economy hit an all-time low, and we were at the height of a recession.
Oh.
So literally with my back against the wall, all I had was a laptop and an internet connection, and I used that to thrust myself into the cutting edge of technology, because what else are you going to do? Social media was beginning to thrive at that point. And so here I am now living my dream, and I get to teach people about social media. You know, I'm writing books about social media, and I'm helping people to use cutting edge technology to fulfill their dreams.
Wow. You know, it's amazing. Social media and technology, I guess around 2007, 2008, really hit the market and some boom, especially because so many people were in a similar situation to both you and I with the market crashing. Forms like Facebook and LinkedIn and now Instagram and Snapchat. All of these things are now coming together and really driving a lot of businesses forward. Can you just speak a little bit about those types of things and how that is going to continue to change and evolve as we move into 2017?
You know, it's interesting because before, you know, Facebook and, you know, LinkedIn, and actually LinkedIn was around before Facebook, before all of that, there was, you know, the MySpace and, you know, some other platforms. Mm-hmm. But the difference is that the platforms that, you know, that we see now, you know, they were able to analyze what was already happening, what was already being done, and they capitalized on connecting people. It's literally about connecting people around this world, and it's connecting people through conversations, it's connecting to people through ideas, connecting people through experiences, you know, and people are able to form friendships. And so when you understand the core of what these platforms represent, then you're able to understand how to use it for your business. You're now able to reach people around this world much faster, more people faster than you can with traditional marketing. Now, social media does not replace traditional marketing. That's really important for people to understand. It does not replace it, but what it does do is it provides a great opportunity for businesses who don't have the marketing budget, especially, you know, given all that has happened in the economy. It gives them another marketing outlet, not just a marketing outlet, but a powerful marketing outlet to be able to reach their customers, their target market on all of these platforms. And I just think that as I watch it unfold, they're refining it. It's getting better and better and better because they're understanding more and more how people communicate virtually. And so I see in the future, they're just going to begin to blend it even more. And Facebook is a really good example of that. You know, Facebook, if it's not already offering a feature, if it sees another platform doing it well, it's going to mimic it. It bought mm-hmm. WhatsApp. It bought Instagram. You know, it's looking to see what people are taking to, and it's kind of swallowing it up. But what it's doing is it's making sure that it's providing every opportunity that people have to connect and spread the word. So that is definitely going to continue to happen.
You know, it's interesting. You touched on something that with Facebook that I just fell into a couple of weeks ago, and it was Facebook Live, where you can
yes.
ask. And I sat there and I'm like, wait a minute, now hold it. Facebook, all of a sudden I went to bed one night and I woke up the next morning and there was a new application in Facebook and I'm like, whoa, time out here. I just told you guys I'm a novice. Now you're adding stuff that I didn't really understand how to work with in the first place. How am I supposed to do this? I'm a novice. Help me, Suzette, please.
I know. You know, think about it like this, right? Think about reality shows are doing really well today because people like to see what's going on in a person's life, right? So when you use Facebook Live, and before Facebook Live, there was Periscope. You know, Periscope is really the same thing. It's just it's in a different app. But Facebook Live allows you to go real time. And what it does is it decreases the distance between people. Right? So you could be across the world in China, and I could be here in the United States, and I go Facebook Live, and you feel like you're right there next to me. You feel like you're in the room with me experiencing whatever it is that I'm doing. So once again, it's just another way to connect people, but it's now connecting you in real time. You know, when you post a video or you post a picture, it's not real time. You don't know when it has been taken, but not in the moment. But when you Facebook Live, you are literally inviting people to step into your world, and when you have interest in content, you know, and it doesn't have to be, a lot of people think it has to be production perfect. It doesn't have to be production perfect. There is a role for production perfect, but what people really take to is the authenticity. They really take to seeing you in your element just as you are, not all, you know, prepared and perfect. They want to see you exactly as you are, and that is Facebook Live.
Ah, okay. So now let me ask this question. So if I'm going to spend the time to develop an online video presence, you said something that really stuck with me. There's a time and a place for the professional presentation like a webinar or a Google Hangout or something of that nature, which is a little bit more structured than a, if I'm understanding, Facebook Live is meant to be. That's more of fireside chat, family room, hello, hey, I'm here, I'm out doing whatever, you know, welcome to my world. Am I reading that right?
Not quite. You can use Facebook Live both ways. You can really use it however you want to. So it really depends on your objectives, right? So at the end of the day, when you start to use social media, you should already know what your marketing goals are. Increasing customers, increasing brand awareness, whatever it is, you should already know what those goals are. And then you're going to use social media as one of the components to execute and reach those goals. And so so then you think about your content. Now your content can be intentional. Now your content can have purpose. So let's just say you're looking to increase your customer base, right? What's the best way to do that? The best way to do that is to show them what you have to offer, is to show them your expertise. That's where you can be more structured. That's where you can be sitting in a really beautiful space and be stationary and have your notes and, you know, all that stuff. That's when you can, you know, be more along the kind of formal, perfect side. You can be in a studio. You can choose whatever setting you want, but it's stable, it's structured, and you teach or you share information. That's where that comes in. Again, when you show people your credibility and what you have to offer, then they're more likely to be interested, right? Because people are now researching businesses online before they decide to buy. So now you're giving them information that helps them to make the right decision and to choose you. Now, the other part of it, which you just mentioned, was that more fun, more casual. Let's just say, you know, you have an event or there's an artist is doing a concert. You know, being able to take your audience backstage real time is powerful. You've now drawn them. Even if they were in the audience, they would not be backstage seeing what you're about to show. So you're giving them this exclusive information, and it's real time, and they get to literally step into a part of your world that most people don't get to see because they usually only see you when you're on stage. That's a great use of Facebook Live. That's another use of it. So it doesn't replace the more formal and structured. That's just another way, and that's more the real-time, authentic, come on this journey with me, step into my world use of Facebook Live. And I've done that for clients. I have one client who she's an amazing, amazing visionary, and the events that her company executes are just incredible. And I have the privilege of traveling with them and covering their events. And what that does is when people see what they're doing, people want to be a part of it. And again, it's not perfect. It's not studio production. It's what's happening real time. What are they doing on the beach? You know, whatever components are happening, we're going Facebook Live. We're doing videos. We're doing all of those things. And now people want to be a part of it because now they have an incentive. Now you're showing them what you're inviting them to. That's another way that you can use Facebook Live.
Okay. Wow.
So, for example, before we even switch topics, when you were doing your breakout session, you know, had you had a social media person there and they went live, guess what? You would have been able to show everyone in your audience who couldn't make it. You would have been able to show them what they were missing, real time.
Okay.
Just a few minutes.
I got two questions. I'm going to ask the first question, and then I'm going to lead us back. I'll circle back around to the second question, okay?
Okay.
We're in 2016. We are counting the days to the end of the year. And as a business professional and a consultant who works with customers predominantly in sales and marketing and leadership, if they haven't already, they should be in the throes of completing their 2017 business and strategic plan. And in that plan, there are different components. Obviously, there's customer interaction, sales, there's marketing, and then there's social media marketing. Now, if you were to sit down with a customer, and ladies and gentlemen, I'm setting her up on this one because she's going to sit down with me before my plan goes live. We've already partially discussed that this afternoon. I put it out there, and she didn't say no. So now I know at least the door is open. I can push in and say, remember me a little bit. But anyway, getting back to what's important, that's one component of their strategic plan for the year. How do you sit down with a customer and help them develop a strategy from a social media aspect moving into the year? Now, you just talked about determining who your ideal customer is and then going after them. Can you expand on that for us a little bit?
Right. So, you know, as you mentioned, you want to know what your marketing goals are. You want to be very clear, because probably the number one mistake I see people making with social media marketing is that they're separating it from the rest of the organization. You know, whether they hire someone or whatever, they kind of tuck it off to the side like it's a separate entity. It's actually not. It should be fully integrated into your organization. And what that means is that your social media strategy should be designed to execute the goals of the company. So therefore, your content becomes intentional. So rather than just posting, just to post and have a presence, you know that you're assigning an objective to every single one of your posts on social media. And so my first two questions are, what are your marketing goals? Who is your target market? Once I know what they're trying to achieve and who they're trying to reach, now we come up with a content calendar. We come up with our content strategy. And one of the things we also do, especially with retailers, is we come up with a calendar that lays out the major buying holidays, Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, you know, Easter, you know, all those major holidays throughout the year where you know that there's going to be a spike in purchases, and help them to design, you know, their promotions around each one of those holidays, because oftentimes retailers, they're like, they're doing it at the last minute, which means that they miss out on promotion time. And so we look at each of those things, and we just lay out the strategy around it, but the strategy is designed primarily to reach your marketing goals, to reach your organizational goals.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. Wow, that's a lot in itself. Just getting people up to speed on for 2017. That's for somebody who is, I guess, what I would say, an entrepreneur who is somewhat advanced, who understand their direction, what they're trying to do, what they're trying to accomplish. Now let's step back to the person who's just getting started. How do you give someone that's just getting started a look into social media, how it can start, can impact them initially, and how they can grow into that person that we just talked about?
The very first thing that we want to figure out is where their target market is. What happens a lot of times is that people want to jump on the most popular platforms because they're getting started usually because of peer pressure. You know, their mm-hmm. friends are saying, are you on social media? You should be there. They're not. So they begin to jump on what is the most popular, which is Facebook, Instagram, you know, et cetera. Not to say that you shouldn't be on those platforms, but the way that you decide which platforms you're going to be on is, where is your target market? Spend time where your customers are. Because if you're in a place where they're not, no matter how much you promote your business, they're not going to hear you. So figure out mm-hmm. where they are, and if it's a popular platform, fine, then you get yourself set up, number one. Number two, make sure your presence looks professional. This is where you set aside some dollars and you get a professional graphic designer. Don't do it yourself, because if you do it yourself, it will look like you did it yourself. And what you want to convey, what you want to convey to your prospective customers is that you're investing in your business, and if you invest in your business, you're going to invest in their business. So you want your look mm-hmm. to be professional. A Facebook cover photo, $35 to $40 for a graphic designer to do it, generally speaking. That's about your benchmark. It's not a lot of money. You know, if you're strapped for cash, you know, bring lunch for a week, save your money. It's worth you having a professional presence. And then from there, you go to figuring out what your goals are, and then that's how you decide what your content is going to be. And actually, Velton, you know, it's there are a lot of different things happening, you know, on social media. But I wrote an e-book specifically for this reason, because there is no one sitting that I can do a training or a talk that gives people all the information that they need to have. And so if they go to my website, SusieTalks.com, Susie with a Y, Talks.com, they'll see the information to get the book. It's $29. It has actionable worksheets. It has detailed information. It makes it very simple and straightforward how to get set up, how to get started, and how to get moving and be successful. And it's called The Ultimate Guide to Understanding and Getting Started on Social Media.
Okay. Very good. Now, okay, great. So if someone wanted to get in touch with you and really start to work with you, they should start by obviously educating themselves by getting your ebook, which can you say that one more time? How do they get the ebook?
So go to my website, and my website is Susie Talks, Susie with a Y, S-U-Z-Y, Talks, TALKS.com. And the information will be right there on the homepage.
All right, y'all. I'm going to the website right now, Phil. Y'all, you can listen to the show and go to the website at the same time. I mean, my teacher used to ask all of us in school when I was young, can you walk and chew gum at the same time? Well, here's your opportunity. Go to her site. I'm on it right now. Uncommon Market. All right, Susie Talks. There you go. The Social Media Ultimate Guide to Understanding and Getting Started with Social Media. Hey, I like. All right. So now they go to your website, enter your email address that she has you in her database, and she can continue to give you tips and communicate with you. And then what's step number two for getting in touch with Susie?
So the couple ways on the website as well, you can go to the contact page, or they can connect with me on social media. Facebook is my full name, Suzette Turnbull, and that's Suzette with two Z's. And Instagram and Twitter are Susie Turn, and that's Susie with a Y, T-U-R-N, Susie Turn. And as you can imagine, I spend a fair amount of time on there.
Great. Fantastic. Okay. So now we've talked about those things. You've got this book that you've written. Oh, and obviously we want people to get in touch with you through the book. Being on the internet, are there opportunities in 2017 to connect with you through webinars and those types of things? And I know I'm pulling, probably saying, hey, you're looking at my strategic plan, and I haven't published that yet, and I haven't really finalized it yet. What you talking about, man?
That's an incentive for them to connect with me so I can keep them in the loop on where I'll be, you know, the events that I'll be speaking at, you know, and other opportunities. I do have some really cool things planned for 2017. And, you know, it's really birthed, honestly, out of my passion really to help businesses to realize their dreams. You know, no one should have to run into roadblocks of not being able to build their business because they don't have knowledge in a particular area or because they don't have the budget. And so I have some really cool things planned for 2017. But in the meantime, to get ready, you know, I do private trainings. I do one-on-one trainings with clients, and I do that because in that session, I'm able to cater the information specifically to them. When I do group trainings, I have to give more general information because I'm speaking to a room full of people. But when I do the one-on-one trainings, it's specifically designed to whatever their business goals are, whatever their products and services are, whatever, everything pertains specifically to that person. And so once again, they can contact me, as we mentioned, but that's one of the best ways between that and the e-book to get ready for 2017.
Okay. So now you do the one-on-one, and you do group trainings for a lot of people. So obviously some people are going to want to go to the group, but some people are going to go to the one-on-one. How often do you do the one-on-ones, and I know there's a fee involved. I don't know if you want to talk about that, but you customize the fee for each individual based on their needs.
Good question. So the trainings are as needed. So we literally everything is catered to the person. We schedule a time that meets their schedule. It's an hour and a half training, and it's $150. But once again, it is completely catered to them. They'll be able to walk away with information that they can apply immediately versus trying to figure out how does the information apply to what they do. So it's a well spent $150.
Okay. That's $150. That's cheap. I trust you. Now, here's another question. Do you handle a customer's social media marketing for them on a case-by-case basis based on contract?
Yes, we do. We do have clients who choose instead to turn over their social media management to Uncommon Marketing, and we absolutely do that as well.
Okay. Great, because when you said a session for $150, I don't know what your company charges per month, but I know that I've talked to other people, and it's leading me into another question. And that can get pretty expensive depending on what your needs are. The question that I have is, in your entourage of your network, you know, you talked about graphic design and help and the need for a graphic designer. When they buy your package for, say, monthly support on a contract basis, is that an opportunity or is that a part of the package or is that someone that would be an outside contractor?
It depends on the package that they choose. So there is the option for the graphics to be included or not.
Cool.
It's totally dependent on them. But we do have...
Where would they find that information? Is that available on your website?
The packages?
Yeah.
Right. There's some general information that's available on the website. But to have further discussion about it, they will contact me because it really, you know, we're not a cookie-cutter company. There are plenty of folks out there that, you know, just have generic packages and it works for them.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing wrong
mm-hmm.
with that. But we cater so much to our clients that it really depends mm-hmm. on what their needs are. And really the first thing we do is we assess where they're starting from, what's your starting point, for us to be determined what needs to happen next.
Okay, great. Fantastic. So now we've gone to your website. We've talked about how people can get to your website. And is there any place that you're going to be appearing in the not-so-distant future where I might be able to, or somebody might be able to come see you?
I don't yet have that information. I do have several dates that are already on the 2017 calendar, but I don't have that handy. Again, I do strongly encourage them to connect with me on social media because I'm really good about keeping everyone updated about where I'm going to be and what I'm going to do.
Now, folks, I just put her on the spot, and I did it on purpose because I'm getting ready to tell you something. I've gone to the website. I've looked over her information now since I asked her to be on the show. This lady type, she got her stuff together. And if you need to get your stuff together for 2017, you need to reach out to Suzette as soon as possible, schedule some time to sit with her, and put her into your strategic plan for 2017 to help you take your performance from good to great. Suzette, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. Is there anything that you'd like to say in parting? We're almost out of time.
You know, just that I really encourage people to take their social media presence seriously and make sure that it's integrated with the rest of the organization. You know, studies show, and I repeat, studies show that you're more competitive when you have a strong social media presence.
Fantastic. Now, social media is changing fast.
Repeat that.
I said social media is changing how fast.
Social media changes every day. I'll jump onto Facebook and see a totally new feature. They've actually just changed the layout on Facebook.
Okay. That's my question. Because you said that, my next question is, We're going to have you back in a few months, maybe 6 months or down the road before the end of 2017, and you can give us an update on what's going on in the social media world. Would you come back and see us?
Absolutely. I would love to.
All right. Folks, thanks very much for tuning in this evening for the Transformation Zone, where we transform your thinking to transform your world. Remember, going from good to great takes action. Thanks for joining us this evening. Good night.